For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Visiting senior official of the Communist Party of China, Liu Yunshen, has attended events marking the 70th anniversary of the founding of the Workers' Party of Korea in North Korea. Liu Yunshen, member of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee, joined leaders of North Korea led by WPK First Secretary Kim Jong-un to watch the military and civilian parades in Pyongyang. During his visit, Liu also met with Kim Yong-nam, head of North Korea's Supreme People's Assembly. The two exchanged views on inheriting and carrying forward the China-North Korea traditional friendship and developing bilateral relations. During his stay, Liu has visited the exhibition hall of the Chinese People's Volunteers, fallen during the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. He also visited a cemetery for martyrs of the CPV soldiers in Anju. The cemetery in Anju houses the remains of 1,156 CPV soldiers. A restaurant blast has left 17 people dead in East China's Anhui province on Saturday. Among the dead are 14 students aged 15 to 20 who came from nearby schools. Three other men aged between 33 and 59, including a father and his son, were also killed. Many of the deaths were caused by carbon monoxide poisoning. A gas cylinder at the private restaurant caught fire around noon Saturday at the first floor of a six-story building in Wuhu City. A blast ensued 6 minutes later. The fire was put out in about half an hour. Rescuers retrieved 17 bodies. The Australian Department of Immigration Representatives is announcing plans to accept some 12,000 more Syrian refugees. Department representatives visited the Zaatari camp in northern Jordan, which is home to more than 80,000 Syrian refugees, according to the UNHCR. Australian officials also met with families who had spent over 4 years living in the camp, situated in the middle of the desert. The Australian Department of Immigration has said the first Syrian families will arrive in its country in the next few months. It's being reported by the Iraqi military that its air force struck a convoy in western Anbar province that included ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. It is said that the fate of al-Baghdadi is unknown, but a military statement says he was carried away in a vehicle after the strike. The site of the meeting was also struck and several ISIS leaders were killed and wounded. U.S. authorities have yet to confirm the reports. Russia's National Anti-Terrorist Committee says it has foiled a terror attack in Moscow and detained a group of suspects. A spokesperson for the committee says a self-made explosive device has been found and now rendered harmless in a residential house. These suspects have been detained in the apartment in Moscow's Central Administrative District. The threat has prompted authorities to evacuate local residents and cut off gas supplies to prevent a possible explosion. Police are now patrolling the area. Iran successfully test-fired a new precision-guided ballistic missile on Sunday. The long-range missile has been domestically designed and manufactured in Iran. Iran boasts one of the largest missile programs in the Middle East, but poor accuracy has limited its potential effectiveness. Reports suggest the missile is the first in Iran's arsenal that can be guided and controlled until hitting its target. The technical specifics and range of the missile have not been revealed. The second China-Russia exposition has opened in Harbin, capital of northeast China's Heilongjiang province. The event has attracted nearly 10,000 businessmen from 103 countries and regions. More than 4,000 of them came from Russia, which borders Heilongjiang. The event will feature exchanges in electromechanical production, railway, development of forest resources, technical standards, mining, finance, and tourism. China's Russia's largest trading partner. The first China-Russia Expo ended last July in Harbin with contracts worth over $3.1 billion U.S. dollars signed. The third expo will be held in Russia. Chinese authorities have decided to set up a special database as well as upgrade the protection of documents connected to the Nanjing massacre. The move comes after UNESCO decided to add the Nanjing massacre documents to its Memory of the World Register list this past week. Documents connected to the Nanjing massacre are mainly housed in the Historical Archives of China, the Nanjing Municipal Archives, and the Nanjing Massacre Memorial Hall. Japanese troops, as part of their invasion of China in late 1937, went on a systematic killing spree after taking control of the former Chinese capital of Nanjing. It's estimated that as many as 300,000 people were killed in the month-long atrocity. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.